the 7 essential secrets that you need to know to become a powerful coach. Because at the end of the day, your success in coaching is largely based on whether or not you can help people. Strange as that might sound, this is very, very important. So I'm going to share with you 7 powerful tools, 7 powerful mindsets and insights that you can use to become a high-paid coach, to be able to create transformation in your clients, to be able to change people's lives. And if you apply these 7 things that you're about to learn, you will become a very powerful coach very quickly. And of course, practice makes perfect. So I recommend that you get a pen and paper, you really listen deeply with your heart, you take notes, and you keep asking yourself, how can I use this? How can I apply this? How can I make this real in real life? So what does it take to be a good coach, a powerful coach? Number one, you need to be willing to change your life. Number one, you might want to write this down. Number one, be willing to change your own life. Because if you are someone who's helping other people have breakthroughs, it's going to be very hard if you're not someone who has breakthroughs yourself. Yeah. So you have to be the embodiment of what they want. Now, this might come as a bit of a shock. Maybe it doesn't. Some people, they like to think they can get away with helping others without helping themselves. And ultimately, that's not going to work because we have to be the embodiment of what we're sharing. So if you're not willing to have breakthroughs and get, you know, go to the next level personally, then how can you help anyone else do it? Yeah. So the hardest thing in coaching actually is this first thing. We have to be up for the work. Yeah. And this is really, really, really good news. Really good news because, first of all, you get to change your own life, which is really the main thing, yeah? So this forces you to go to a higher level. You know, you have to do it, yeah? And that pressure for you personally to change is really, really, really good news because otherwise you probably wouldn't do it as much. So the fact that you have to be the embodiment and you have to be hardcore makes you a better person. And the consequence of you being hardcore and being the real deal is that other people then also get served and you get paid. Yeah, you get blessed financially. So there's many benefits of this, yeah? But let's write that one down. Number one, do the work yourself. Be the change. Personally, how do you do that? Well, you know, you need to study and apply. You know, you've got all these programs we've been sharing with you. Learn it and take it on, own it, you know, make it happen. Be on your own personal mission to change your own life. Yeah, don't think, oh, I'm a coach, I don't need to do any work on myself. No, you're a coach, so you need to do more work on yourself. That's more more humble and honest and real deal, yeah? So I consider personally that I'm always on my game, you know, constantly having to like go to the next level. It's not always easy. Sometimes we have resistance, sometimes we hit a plateau, sometimes we go through the dark night of the soul. It's not an easy path. But then again, it's a fascinating and powerful path. And as long as you keep surrendering to God, giving it up, surrendering your emotions, being willing to face things, as long as you just keep moving forward step by step, you're going to keep going and growing, going forward and growing. So number one, work on yourself. Keep taking steps. Keep moving forward. Number two, I highly recommend you write these down so you can apply it. Number two, if you want to be a coach, then be a good listener. Be a good listener. Learn to listen. Learn to understand. Practice being empathic, compassionate. because you're going to be talking to a real person, and if you can't hear them and you can't see them, you can't really get what they're going through. Yeah, if they're talking to you and you're sort of not really present and not really getting where they're at, how can you help them? Yeah, how can you advise somebody if you can't see them? It's a bit like being a tailor. How can you make someone a tailor-made suit if you don't know what their size is? Yeah, if you think someone's really thin and they're actually really obese, or you think they're really obese and they're actually really thin, then the suit that you create, the garment you create for them, won't fit. So you need to be a good listener. Yeah, a lot of people, they just want to talk. Yeah, I've often come across various coaches and consultants, and as soon as the client starts talking, they start spacing out, getting bored, and like, okay, enough of your nonsense. Here's what you got to do. Yeah, that doesn't go over very well for a start. And secondly, how can you help someone if you don't get it? Yeah. And don't think, oh, everyone's just got the same problem. In a way, you could say, we all have, the seed of the problem is the same. You know, we're all body conscious. We're all obsessed about silly things. Yeah, that's the essence. But each person has their own life, their own experience, their own story, their own pain, their own weird blocks. Yeah. And your job as the coach is to help them break free from those things and go to another level, a higher level. But in order to be able to give them tailor-made advice, you have to understand their shape and size, what they're at now, where they're going, yeah, what's happened to them. So listening. A little tip for listening, and I recommend this to all the people I teach to be coaches. It's a very powerful practice, and the practice is just, when you come across somebody, you could be friends and family or clients, just listen to them very carefully. Take notes on what they say, either written down or in your mind. And then when they finish sharing something, say back to them what they said, but in your own way. Right, this is a very powerful practice. And even in coaching, when you're coaching someone, if you just share back to them what they said to you, oftentimes they just feel so relieved that someone finally heard me, because most people don't hear anyone else. Yeah, most people are not listening. So when someone kind of gets it, if someone understands you, you're like, oh, thank God, someone understands me. No one else understands me, and this person does. This is so wonderful. But this is a practice, yeah? Some people have a better grasp of this already. A lot of people have no idea about these things. So what you can do, let's say someone says to you, I had a really tough day, a tough week. You know, I thought I'd get all this stuff done and I didn't. And as all these crazy things happened and I felt really tired and I had to go to bed early and then I got up late and I couldn't do the practices I wanted to do and, you know, this sort of thing. If you say to them, what an idiot, what the hell did you do? Why didn't you just do it anyway? You should have got out of bed. That's not, it's not going to come over very well. It's better to say to them something like, sounds like you've had a really tough week and, you know, you've been hit with all these things coming at you from different angles and you've not been able to, you know, you've been so tired you haven't been able to stay up and do the work and you've been getting up late because you needed the extra sleep. And they'll say to you, yes, you get it. That's right. That's exactly what I just experienced. And you know that you've communicated well and you've understood when they say, yes, that's right. If they look at you funny or if they say, no, that's not actually what I meant, then you haven't listened. So number two practice is learn how to listen and learn how to communicate back to people what they've experienced. It's a very important thing as a coach. It's a very important thing in life generally. But as a coach, it's essential, and hardly anyone can do this. This is very odd think. You know, we're all so stuck in our nonsense that we can't hear anyone else. So I recommend you practice it every day. Listen to someone, one of your friends, family, or whatever, some people you know, and just repeat back to them in your own way so that they know that you understood them, and notice the reaction. What's the sign that you've done a good job? The sign that you did well is that they say, yes, that's right, and they feel relieved. Yeah, they will feel relieved when you've got it. Yeah, when you understand someone else, they feel heard and seen, and that's a beautiful thing. That's a beautiful gift. And oftentimes in coaching, just giving people the gift of being seen and heard is enough. That's all they need. They don't need any advice. They just need to be seen. That's it. So just understand that these are essential practices for a coach. So let's move to number three. The third essential practice for a coach is understanding what is valuable for your client, what delights your client, yeah? Because your job is to delight them and serve them. And this is a very interesting thing because all of us have different values. We value different things and we want different things and we like different things. And what tends to happen is we project upon other people our own values. So, for example, you might think, well, I value getting up early, so I should make my client get up early because that'll be good for them. Surely they'll appreciate it if they get up early. But what if they don't want to get up early? And what if they don't value getting up early? You see, then all of your hard work just comes, you know, across resistance, and then they're not happy anyway, yeah? So oftentimes it's the most, you know, strange and obscure things, as far as you're concerned, that your client actually values, yeah? And I'll tell you something that most clients value very much is they just value being heard and seen, which we talked about earlier. They also value just being loved. I mean, it sounds pretty simple, but unconditional love, yeah? If they think they did all these terrible things and you don't judge them and you just say, you know what, you're doing great and this is all part of the process, and you don't have any negativity towards them, you just have love and blessings, that's so valuable to a lot of people. To some people, they're not bothered about that. They just want you to force them to get results. You know, some people, they want you to help them get a particular thing, and they're not really paying you to be loving to them. Yeah, so there's different reasons why people do coaching, which is why you need to be able to listen to them first so you understand where they're coming from. And then really get a grip on what do they value, what delights them. So, for example, someone might highly value you telling them what food you think would be good for them to eat. Yeah, helping them with their recipes, helping them with their food. You know, even if you're doing business coaching, you might find that they really want to talk about their relationships and their food and, you know, how to, you know, cut the vegetables easier and, you know, just sort of most basic things. You think, well, surely they should know this already, but they might be delighted that you talk to them about how to make a cheese sandwich or how to make, you know, steamed vegetables or how to like make a smoothie or something if they don't know how to do that. So try and get out of your own idea of what you think they should value. Yeah, should is a kind of bad word. It doesn't help us. And think, what do they actually value? What's going to help them in their life that they feel good about? So just be curious about this. Keep asking them, what do you want? And keep listening to them and keep noticing what's going on and give them more of what they value. Because end of the day, they're paying you to feel good and to get the things that they want. Yeah, they're not paying you just for you to talk about whatever you feel like. They're paying you for you to be of service to them. So what does service to them mean to them? Yeah, so get inside their mind, their heart, and think, what is it that would actually delight this person? How can I make them feel good? How can I make them move forward? How can I make them feel like they are moving forward? Because you are a different person than them, and what you value is not the same as them. Maybe some of the things are the same, but not everything. So as a coach, you have to kind of step away from yourself and your own opinions, and you have to think, all right, what does this person need, what do they want, and how can I help them? If you can do that, then all of your calls and sessions will end with them feeling really good and being happy about the situation and want more help, more coaching. So number three is understand the value to them and focus on that. Yeah. I highly discourage people having these scripted coaching sessions. You know, there you ask them like set questions and you have some sort of pre-planned formula. That's really bad news because you're trying to fit a individual into a box, yeah? Remember, coaching is like creating tailor-made suits, tailor-made clothes. It's what they value. You might not like pink, but they love pink, so you give them a pink suit, yeah? But if you only give them what you think they should want, you might give them something else, and they're like, eh, I don't like this suit, doesn't fit, doesn't feel right, I don't like wearing it. So you want to think, what do they want? What do they like? Do they like special lining in the pockets? They want this, they want this. What do they value? Okay, number four of being a good coach. This is very important. And it is, let them have the breakthrough. Let them have the breakthrough. Yeah. Think about the difference. If you tell people, you know, you should do this and you shouldn't do this and this is what's wrong with you and blah, 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 which is, you know, can be helpful. But if you tell them, they feel like you're doing all the work. But if they have the breakthrough themselves, if they say, you know what, I realized that actually I'm fine. Everything's all right. Yeah, if you have the breakthrough, for them it doesn't count, but if they have the breakthrough, they feel like they owned it. Yeah, and what you want is for people to own their transformation so that they feel that they did it themselves. Yeah, because if someone does something for you, it doesn't feel like you earned it. It doesn't feel like it belongs to you. Yeah, it's someone gives you this thing, it's like, yeah, it's someone else's. But if you own it and you got it and you made it happen yourself, then it's different. So your job is to use their wisdom and power and magic to allow that to come out. Yeah, that's basically what good coaching is. So how do you do that? Well, you ask questions. Rather than telling them the answer, you ask them the question and you let them tell you the answer. So say, for example, someone's having a relationship challenge. You could say to them, what do you think is going on here? And they'll say something because they have some idea. And then you can say, well, why do you think that's happening? All right, and what does that mean for you? And why is this actually beneficial? And what's happening behind this that you really know is going on? What do you need to do about it? And you get very good at this after a while, yeah? You just keep asking powerful questions that help them expand their awareness, because everyone has a genius inside them. You have to, first of all, you know, in order to do this, you have to kind of backtrack a little bit and say, this person here, this soul, is powerful. I'm dealing with a powerful soul, and they have innate wisdom. So you have to believe and know that the person you're talking to, your client, is powerful and has the capacity to heal themselves, you know, and has insights, yeah? So it's not that you're the healer and you come in and try and save everyone. You're here to help them empower themselves and have realizations, and then they can go off and do things that they wouldn't have done before. So you ask them questions. What's going on? What's really going on? If that wasn't the case, what else is going on? Is it really true what you're saying? You know, how is that affecting something else? You know, there's tons of questions. It's worth reading books on coaching just to get an idea of what kind of questions some of these coaches have come up with. I don't think it's good to have a formula, you know, asking these 7 questions or something. You've got to be good at this intuitively, but it is worth reading books about coaching just purely to get some idea of the possible questions you can ask. And I'm not going to prescribe any because I want you to do your own research. And most important research is just to start asking the questions. Yeah, what you're trying to get at here is, what is really going on? What's really going on? And what is the breakthrough? Because the truth is, most problems in life are basically dysfunctional thinking patterns, you know, weird belief systems. Like, someone might think, oh, no one likes me, my relationships are such a mess, everything's such a nightmare. And they're basically reinforcing a negative idea. And then finally they realize, actually it's all fine. It's not a problem. I'm great just the way I am. And it was just a belief in my head. And when they realize everything's fine, they feel massive relief and start laughing. And the symptoms disappear pretty swiftly. So your job is to let them have the breakthrough, right? And that is not something that you can learn without practice. Yeah, you can't just read about this in a book. You have to be willing to do these other 3 things. And if you can do those other 3 things, do the work yourself, be a good listener, understand what delights people, what they value, then you realize that it's all about them and you're just using their power, giving them their power back. You're helping them understand themselves. If you're a good listener, you can do this easily. So you basically, your gift to them, your gift as a coach is to stay with them and stay in a high space and see them in a high space long enough for them to have their own breakthrough. And oftentimes, it's just having them see and experience that what they thought was going on is not really what was going on. And there's a bigger perspective than what they were aware of. You're kind of expanding their awareness, realizing that they were seeing life through like a tiny little hole, making it as if it's a big deal. Then they zoom out and realize there's all this other stuff and actually things are quite different than they thought. Ah, they immediately feel much, much, much better. So finding your own way of helping them have a breakthrough, that is your art. Yeah, that's your art. It's kind of like you're an artist creating your own canvas. I can't tell you how you should create your paintings. Yeah, that's for you to discover. But I can tell you what a good painting, the effect it will have on them, on the viewer, on your client, is that they will feel transformed. Yeah. So quick recap on this last point is let them have the breakthrough. You're just here to facilitate a transformation. You're not here to bang it into them. Having said that, sometimes you can remind your clients of things that they have said so that they realize what they're doing. Yeah. So if someone comes to you and every week they say, I really need to take more time for myself. I'm so busy with my work, you know, and I just like, I know I need to do it. If you say to them, it seems to me that every time we talk, you basically tell me the same thing. What do you think is going on there? Yeah. So you're not telling them they're bad. You're not telling them that you think something. You're just reflecting back to them what they have already said. See, and you're allowing them to have their own conclusions and breakthroughs. Yeah, so coaching is different from consulting. Consulting is where you basically say to someone, okay, you should do this, 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 and that. Coaching is about helping the person have a breakthrough. Yes, difference, yeah. Consulting is more like imparting information. Coaching is more about allowing them to find the genius within themselves and have breakthroughs. So coaching is much more powerful than consulting. Although sometimes it's a mixture of both, because you will be giving some information and you can, of course, share your thoughts about things, but you do that in a very particular way. So let's get to number 5, which is this aspect of you sharing your unique insights, because as a coach, no doubt you can see things that they are unaware of, that they can't see. Yeah, you can see things about your client that they don't realize. But if you just tell them straight up, I think you're a total drama queen and completely out of control, that might not go over very well, yeah? So oftentimes, it's best to not just blurt out whatever you think about things. It's good to do these other steps that we talked about first. And then if you have some insights, then you need to ask permission. Yeah? So number 5 is ask them permission before you share your intuition. Okay, so you, for example, you would say something like, do you want to know what I think about this going on here? Do you want to know what I think is really happening here? Do you want to have some feedback? Are you open to some insights that you might not have realized? Yeah, you open them up, because some of the things that you say may be quite shocking to them. So you have to ask permission first so that they have willingly agreed to be alarmed, you know? Whereas otherwise they feel like you're just dumping stuff on them. Yeah, because remember, people are very, very sensitive. Most people are very sensitive and they get upset very easily. So if you just say, you know, I think you're just totally slack and not doing the work and you're not the real deal, that's going to upset most people. If you say to them, are you open to having some feedback, some new insights? Would you like to know something that I'm seeing here? Yeah, my version of things. And they're like, yeah, of course. And then you tell them, and they can take it on much, much easier once they have given you permission. And once you have permission, your job as the coach is to say things to them, to give them powerful insights they have never been told by anyone else. Yeah, to give them insights that no one has ever dared say to them or has been able to reveal. Yeah, you're not here to sort of be wishy-washy, you know. I really don't see any point in being a coach if you're going to be completely wishy-washy with people and beat around the bush, because because they're paying you to get the things they value. They're also paying you to get results. And before you do any coaching with anyone, I recommend you ask them very clearly before you actually agree to work with somebody. You ask them, are you willing to have breakthroughs? Are you willing to, you know, go through some tough moments in order to get what you want? Because as a coach, your job is to help them change. And if they're fundamentally not willing to change and they want you to water things down and be wishy-washy, yeah, then there's really no point. I mean, yeah, you'll get paid, but it's not satisfying to just see someone just rolling around in the mud and never getting anywhere. So it's good to set things up in advance. We'll talk about that another time. But when you share, just give it to them in from the heart, but like really with the intention of giving someone new insights that can change their life. And that's only the last thing you'll do. Yeah, I recommend you only use that last card if they haven't been able to have breakthroughs themselves. Sometimes people just, you know, they're just so stuck in their thing that they kind of can't see outside of it. So they need this insight from you. But I personally feel it's better to leave that to the end rather than just starting the session and saying, right, here's the 12 things I think you need to do. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. You know, try and let them have the breakthrough first. Listen to them, understand them, and then share powerfully, having got their permission. So I hope that makes sense, yeah? Feel free to share absolutely what you can see very powerfully, but only after you've received their permission to do so. Otherwise, it doesn't go over particularly well. The sixth step is being detached and loving. As a coach, if you're too attached to them and to getting what you want or seeing things, it can blind you. It can blind you from seeing what's really going on. Yeah, there's an expression, attachment destroys all truth. Attachment destroys all truth. When you're attached, when you want something, you want to keep it, you can't see what's going on with that thing. Yeah, that's why people can stay in relationships far too long. Yeah, they might be in a completely dysfunctional relationship with somebody, but they're attached to them, so they can't see what they're dealing with properly. So as a coach, you need to be detached. You need to be uninvolved, yeah, emotionally liberated. Yeah, so that allows you to see this in a more objective, bigger place, you know. It's a much more powerful place to give from, yeah. If you need, I need, I need, I want, I need, yeah, it's clingy and it's not powerful. So be detached, but detached and loving. So you're very loving, but you're detached. You're not caught in it. You're not trapped in it. So a nice way of thinking about this is when someone's with you, you love them. You love them fully. You're fully present with them. You're there for them. You care about them. You're completely present with that person in that moment. And they're the most important person in the world for you in that moment. And then when the call ends, you don't think about them. I mean, yeah, you might have a thought now and again, give them blessings, but you're not obsessing about this. You're not getting caught in it. You're not trapped in it. So you're fully there, 100%, 1,000% there when you're working with someone. And then when you end it, you're on to something else. You focus somewhere else. So I love you, but I won't remember you. Yeah, I remember I learned this from a spiritual teacher many, many years ago. And she said, I love you all. I love you all very much. But I won't remember any of you. It's just like, it's just detached, but it's detached and loving. So the love is strong, but there's no clingy business, yeah? So we live in a dysfunctional world where people mix these things together. Attachment isn't the same as love. So loving and detached, it allows you to be a much, much better coach. It allows you to give more value. It allows you to get out of your own preconceived ideas and just really be of service. And it also saves you from getting drained, because if you're drained and attached and like worried about stuff all the time, it sucks your energy and then you can't serve properly. So number six is be detached and loving. Detached and loving. And the final step, final piece of coaching advice I'd like to give you at this point, number seven, is hold them accountable. Allow themselves to be held accountable. Because coaching ultimately is about breaking through to new levels, getting results, moving forward. Yeah, they're paying you because they can't do it on their own. Yeah, if they could do it themselves, then they wouldn't need any help. So they're getting coaching because they need your accountability. They need your support. And one of the most powerful and easy things is just asking your client at the end of the session. So they have the breakthroughs, they have the sharing, they feel good about things, you know, they feel served. And then you say to them, so what is going to be new and different this week? What are you going to focus on in this next week? Because normally you probably work with people over a period of, you know, certain amount, however, until next session, yeah, however you work with them. And they'll tell you, they'll know, you know, they have an idea. Oh, I'm going to practice this every morning, or I'm going to do this thing, or I'm going to do this thing, you know. And then you can say to them, okay, does that feel strong to you? You feel good about that? Just to make sure that the thing that they're holding themselves accountable for, the thing is really something valuable. Because if someone says, oh, I'm going to get up at 1 o'clock in the morning and do 6 hours meditation, I'm going to write my book for 12 hours, and I'm going to do this, that, and the other. And you say, really? Can you pull that off? And, oh, you know, sometimes it's either too over the top for them to actually do, or they're just being slack. So you want to keep asking them, do you feel good about that? Does that feel strong to you? Does that feel true for you? And you keep asking them until you and them both feel that that's something strong. You know, you might be helping someone with their health or with their work. So find out what they're actually going to do differently between now and the next time you talk, because it's always good to leave with some sort of movement, some kind of action that's different. Yeah. So each session, they're accountable to think differently or do something differently or achieve something or stop doing something. There's some change. And then at the beginning of the next session, you can ask them, you know, how did you do with, you know, writing your book? Or how did you do with, you know, eating less sugar or doing your meditation? And they can just be completely honest with you, you know. And you continue to move forward, yeah? You're just saying, okay, whatever's going on, it's going on. Let's keep moving forward. So you're basically there with love and detachment, unconditional love and blessings. And you're helping them make breakthroughs themselves. You're making sure you understand them and then holding them accountable. And so if you do this, you are a good coach. Yeah, and of course you'll develop your own skills. There's a lot of stuff that is specific to you in all this. So let's just recap. How to be a solid coach. Number one, do the work. Do the work yourself. Because if you're not on your own game, then how can you be a good coach? Yeah, so number one, do the work. Number two, be a good listener. Be a very good listener. Be someone who actually can listen, can hear people and share it back. Become very good at this. Oftentimes, just these first two steps is enough for you to be a great coach without anything else. Yeah, if you do the work, then your presence is different. And then if you're a good listener, they feel heard. And that's often enough. You don't even need anything else. Number three, understand what is value to them. Understand what they're trying to get out of this coaching. Understand what kind of things delight them, light them up and inspire them. And be open to the most obscure things, the things that you think don't make any difference, they might find very, very valuable. So when you discover what delights them, you can save a lot of time and energy, and they feel great. So it's a win-win-win situation. So don't think you have to work really, really hard to be a good coach. You can actually barely do anything. Because as long as you delight your client and they get results, they're happy, yeah? Number four, let them have the breakthrough. Let them have the breakthrough. So you're here to instigate, facilitate a breakthrough. You're not here to tell people everything right away. You're here to help them have the realization themselves through asking questions, through holding space, sometimes just allowing someone to be in silence, not saying anything, just allowing the silence, they get the breakthrough. Number five, if you're going to share any of your insights with them, which I'm sure you have, ask their permission first. Do I have your permission to share some feedback with you? Are you sure you can handle it? Are you willing to hear what I have to say? Yeah, and if they say yes, 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 then you can go ahead and tell them hardcore, the power. Give them the power. Tell them things that change their life forever. Tell them something that no one has ever said to them. Yeah? You have got a sacred space to be able to share stuff that's extremely deep that can get right in and change someone's life. Number six, be detached and loving. Loving and detached, detached and loving. So you're fully loving with them, but you're also detached. You're not trapped in the situation. You're not needy. You're not caught. You're free. You're loving and free. And that allows you to be of the greatest service to them and not get drained. And not, you know, want things that are not going to happen. Yeah, you might want someone to be a particular way for your own reasons. There's nothing to do with them and their mission, yeah? So when you're detached, you free yourself from all this weird stuff that makes a mess of things. And finally, what's the last one? Hold them accountable. Help them hold themselves accountable, and you're just holding them in that energy. So if someone says, I'm going to write my book every week, every day, or I'm going to meditate for 20 minutes a day, you say, okay, you're going to meditate for 20 minutes a day. Is that right? Yeah, that's right. Okay, great. Well, I'm very excited that you're deciding to do that. And next week, I'll find out how you did. You can tell me exactly how you went on with this in a week. And oftentimes, you know, people who are your clients, they don't want to let you down. They don't want to let themselves down, and they don't want to let you down. They don't want to have to come on the call and say, oh, I totally screwed up. Yeah? And they're the one choosing this stuff. So you increase the chances of them actually getting somewhere by holding them accountable. So if you do all these things, you will help someone radically upgrade their life. Radically upgrade their life. And I recommend two books for you to read that are going to help you be a better coach. I recommend you read them, okay? Just two books. You don't need all the hundreds of books. First one is called The Prosperous Coach. The Prosperous Coach by Steve Chandler and Rich Litvin. Yeah. It's a powerful book. So I recommend you read that. It helps you be a better coach. It gives you tips on how to get paid as a coach, marketing stuff, and also coaching stuff. Yes, both. It's a powerful book. And I also recommend another book called Coactive Coaching. Coactive Coaching by Henry Kimsley House, Karen Kimsley House, Philip Sadal, and Laura Whitsworth. Yeah. And, you know, they have some good questions in that book, yeah, that you might find helpful. So ultimately, coaching, you have to own it. Yeah, I've given you 7 tips. If you did those, that's enough. If you read these books as well, you're in a really solid place. Then what you can do is just do tons and tons of free sessions. If you're getting started, just do loads and loads and loads of free coaching because you need to build up your practice. And then after a while, you can start charging a lot of money for it. But you've got to get good at it first and get some practice. So start with these 7 things, read both those books, and start getting coaching. Start helping people for free, and you'll start seeing miracles happen. And as you do, you can start your own coaching practice. What's going to happen if you do this? Well, you will start changing lives. You'll start seeing amazing breakthroughs, and you will be in a position to get paid a lot of money as a coach. And if you really love it, then you can do great with this. Yeah, you can have plenty of money to do all the stuff you love, help tons of people. It's a really fun thing to do. If you love talking to people, you love helping people make change, then coaching is a very powerful way to do it. So go ahead, practice, 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 and I look forward to hearing your results, how it goes for you. And I know some people keep asking, you know, well, how can I get coaching with me, with Michael? Yeah, I don't do much coaching because I've got a pretty packed schedule. However, if you want coaching with me, I am willing to see my schedule, and I'd love to work with you. If I have time, I would love coaching. Yeah, I really enjoy it. It's just that I'm got a lot of clients and busy. But if you're really serious, I'll make time for you. So you can email me at michaelmcintosh, michaelmcintosh.com, michaelmcintosh.com. Tell me why you want coaching with me, what do you want to achieve, what your goals are, where you want to be. Yes, just give me an idea of your dreams. And tell me a little bit about your challenges, what you want to break free from. And I'd be very happy to set up a time where we can have a chat and see if coaching with us together is the best thing ever. And if it is, and everything works out, then I'd love to connect with you. Yeah, I've had amazing experiences working with tons of people. And it's a joy. It really is a joy because we become close in a very interesting, powerful dynamic where you get results and you have breakthroughs and you basically save yourself massive amounts of time. So if you become a coach, you know, what you're doing is you're basically shortening the gap. Someone might take 10, 20, 30 years to have breakthroughs, and you can chop that down to, you know, 6 months, a year, 2 years. You can massively reduce the amount of time it takes for people to get results in their life. So it's very, very, very powerful all around. Talk to you soon. Lots and lots of love and aloha.